When we talk about entrepreneurship, people often go immediately to the flashy, the big names, the big businesses, the big grand visions. But when it comes to the entrepreneurial mindset, it is actually the small daily things done over and over again with consistency that end up making all the difference. Hey, thanks for listening to The Entrepreneurial Mindset. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and the promise that I make to my listeners is this will not be time wasted. There's a principle that we have a choice, and the choice is regarding our time. We can spend our time, much like we might spend our money where, you know, we're buying and spending and doing this, or we can invest our time. When we invest our money over the long term, we end up getting more money. The same happens with our time, and it's higher quality time. So when we make an investment of time, we're doing that with the understanding that the ROI will pay powerful returns and dividends in the rest of our life and overall in our impact. And I say that knowing that you're making an investment of time right now. You're going to spend 8 to 10 minutes with me on this podcast. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that that's the promise. 10 minutes or less, you're going to be delivered a powerful dose of the entrepreneurial mindset, which means I carry the responsibility of making sure that your time is well invested. So I'm going to tell you right now, today's topic cuts to the heart of that. We get down into the core inner workings of what it means to think like an entrepreneur. We need to first eradicate this idea that, hey, you got to go start a business. You got to go grind and hustle to think like an entrepreneur. Actually, it is far simpler than that. And often because of its simplicity, it becomes overlooked. The principle that drives everything about entrepreneurship and that ultimately determines our overall success in life is two words. Here it is. Consistency compounds. Consistency compounds. Look, you know what? I'm going to say it again. Consistency compounds. It is the things that we do over and over and over and over again that shape everything that will end up happening in our lives. It determines our future. It determines our level of success. It determines our level of fulfillment. And here's the thing about consistency compounds is we have the choice. We have the ability to decide. We can choose our habits. Now, that sounds pretty dramatic, right? Because it's like, well, if it's a habit, it's been formed over time and they're very difficult to change. And how can you start a new one? Well, there's an enormous body of science and research behind the power of habit formation. But when you get down to it, it really is a fairly simple concept, which is we decide the kind of person that we want to become. Is that person rich and successful and famous? Is that person someone who has a lot of friends and close relationships? Is it someone who has a strong spiritual life or is intellectually focused? Is it someone who is balanced and at peace in all areas of life? We get to decide. And we start by saying, this is the person that I want to become. You see, much like everything else in entrepreneurship, it is goal-driven. I have this conversation time and time again when it comes to teaching the entrepreneurial mindset, and I always say, look, at the end of the day, entrepreneurship is goal-setting. If we want to teach entrepreneurship, we have to teach people how to set and achieve goals. And the way that you achieve the goals is through consistency compounds. But consistency compounds also works against us. You see, that's the thing about principles. My friend Alex Judd defines them as they are concisely worded statements of truth that transcend circumstance, which basically means that it is going to be working regardless our awareness or influence upon it. Consistency compounds means if I am not actively engaged in making myself better every day intentionally, then the fact of the matter is, I will be getting worse each day. There is no status quo. In the world of the entrepreneurial mindset, you are getting better or you are getting worse, pure and simple. You're getting healthier or you are getting less healthy. There's no middle ground here. There's no coasting. Coasting is a mirage. It's an image. It's a made-up idea. It does not exist. What does exist is consistency. But if you start by saying, you know what, this is the person that I want to become. This is the goal that I'm setting for myself. Then you backtrack into what are the habits that, if done day after day, will build into becoming that person. This is the power of habits. This is why James Clear has been so insanely successful after the release of his book, Atomic Habits. In fact, as I record this podcast, I will be leaving in 5 days for the Dave Ramsey Entre Leadership event in Dallas to hear James Clear on the stage. Now listen, I've read Atomic Habits twice. I've watched his masterclass. I even paid my own daughter. I hired her to read Atomic Habits and give me 3 clear takeaways. I gave her a bonus if she watched the masterclass. And the reason why is it is a powerful tool that presents itself in simplicity. Some of the principles from the book that James Clear mentions include the 2-minute rule. What's something that you could just do for 2 minutes, just 2 minutes, just to get started? If we say, boy, I want to be a runner, I want to go out there and run. Well, you're not going to go out and run 5 miles, but you can put on your running shoes and run a tenth of a mile. You can do that, and it might take you 2 or 3 minutes. But if you do that day after day after day, that consistency will compound in your life. Such is the case with any goal that we set. If you're sitting here listening to this and you say, you know what? I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to start my own business. Well, you're not going to just get up and all of a sudden be insanely successful in starting your business. You start with the idea of what that looks like for you. You picture yourself as a successful entrepreneur leading a team changing the world. Look, you don't even have the idea for the business yet, and that is fine, because what we're developing are the habits that are going to drive that ideal life into fruition, that are going to call it into existence. And those habits will make or break us. But they are simple. The 2-minute rule. The other thing that James Clear shares in his book is never miss twice. I've talked before on this podcast about the power of the don't break the chain idea, where you get a big yearly wall calendar, you tape it to the wall in your office, and you decide the one thing that you're going to do every day, day after day. And then each day that you do it, you put a big X on that day. After about a week or so, you have a chain of X's. And then your goal is don't break the chain. Don't break it. Now, James Clear says, hey, you know what? Life is going to happen and you will miss the occasional day, but never miss twice. And if we adopt that mentality toward our habit formation, we are going to start forming some powerful habits. And yet they are so small in their significance. Hence the title Atomic Habits, that small number, those small things that drive powerful change. I'll give you some very basic examples. We are told by all the institutes of medicine and by all the researchers that we simply don't drink enough water. As a whole, on average, we don't drink enough water. And yet when we begin discovering how much hydration affects our mood, our attitude, our performance, it becomes clear, you know what? We should be hydrated all the time. So imagine the habit of waking up and drinking 12, 20, 30 ounces of water. You do that every day, day after day, you're going to see powerful change. How about the habit of 5 minutes of solitude? Boy, I would venture to guess, and I'll speak for myself here as well, it is hard to even find a couple minutes of solitude in our day. But imagine that practice compounded day after day after day. For some of us, it might be a habit of prayer. For some, it might be a habit of communication, conversation. It might be a habit of going on a walk. It might be a habit of simply not turning on Netflix when we get home and instead picking up a book. Don't pick up a book to read the whole book. Pick up a book to read 5 pages. Because if you read 5 pages every single day, you're reading 35 pages a week. And after time, you're going to amount quite a stack of books that you have read. How? Because consistency compounds. We are going to cut the entrepreneurial mindset down to its inner workings, down to its core, and it is as follows. The habits that you build will turn you into the person that you will become. If you decide now the person that you want to be, you can have an active choice in deciding the habits that will turn you into that person. But if you say, you know what, I am not interested in that. Well, here's the thing. You're going to become a person. You will become someone. It will either be someone who is better than you are today or someone who is worse. Make the decision today to begin building those healthy habits in a small way daily in your life, because consistency compounds and that fuels the flames of the entrepreneurial mindset.